Dumb.
Time to weigh in on the most conservative members of Congress. Oh, we wait for the list. Who cares about the Oscars? We have the American Conservative Union's list for 2012. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Hope you're doing well in whatever nook or cranny you hail from in this great country. Some of you might be buried in snow. I guess by now we're used to hearing about the inches. Inches do matter when it comes to snowstorms. Talk to the people in Wichita, Kansas. 14 inches of snow. That means by my calculations, at least every 2 hours when the stuff is coming down, you got to be out there shoveling. Otherwise, it becomes that much more of a pain when it's all through and you have to try to plow your way through. You know, I used to think it was a myth when people would tell me in the Midwest, yeah, we had to dig ourselves out of the front door. Somebody had to come and they had to dig and we could finally get it open. But it's really the truth. Since I lived in Kearney, Nebraska, I know all too well what a terrible snowstorm can look like. So lots of snow this year. You would think in the spring that makes it okay for some areas that have been going through a drought. Of course, then there's always the possibility of floods. We won't get into all of that. 80 million people, though, in the storm. Be careful. They're talking about ice in Maryland, Virginia, and in Winston-Salem as well, lots of places being hit by this storm. If it's not snow, it's rain or sleet or baseball-sized hail, and there's just no way getting around it. You got to wait until things calm down, if you can, before you jump into a car. I'm going to tell you about the list of Congress in a second because I think it's kind of interesting. But once again, you know, the three dreaded letters, as somebody who's traveled a lot, and luckily this is happened in front of me because I think I would be pretty upset, but I know I'd be pretty upset and I'd probably open my mouth and be in trouble. But the TSA apologized after the family of a wheelchair-bound three-year-old girl who had spina bifida was pulled aside and told she was going to get a pat-down. They were going to Disney World when it happened back on February 9th, and the girl's father, Nathan Forksell, said it was very strange and just stressful. His daughter, Lucy, was so excited. Imagine what this little girl goes through. It was her first big airline trip, and she didn't know what to expect, so she was pretty upset. There was a video that was taken by her mother, posted on YouTube, that said, TSA just said, shh, the TSA wants to touch your kids. And you could see the little girl was upset. She was in her wheelchair, she was crying for her stuffed animal because she didn't understand. That was like her little lifeline. And the agent is telling the mother to stop her illegal recording. And then there's a little hushed discussion by the agents over whether to give her a pat-down or not. Well, that video has now been seen more than 136,000 times. So, of course, this is what always happens with the TSA. They release a little statement saying they regret that inaccurate guidance was provided to the family during the screening, and they offer an apology, and they're committed to maintaining the security of the traveling public, and they strive to treat all passengers with dignity and respect. All right, I beg to differ there. A little girl riddled with spina bifida, obviously. She's three. You can see clearly around her and in this chair. And to treat her that way and freak her out makes no sense. She can't hold the lamp. Come on. Give me a break. I thought we already solved this problem with children. Didn't we already talk about this in the past when other bizarre things have happened? Of course. And you know what? The TSA can't stop you, by the way, from taking pictures or videos at any screening place as long as you're not, you know, slowing down the process. Like if there's 100 people behind you in line and you had your, had a big setup, of course, they're going to say you need to move, but no. And this all started because her mother was pushing her through security and the alarms went off because of some earrings. And so what they did is they, instead of why the pat down procedure, I don't know. Why couldn't they have just used something else or a wand or how about common sense? Why have we lost all common sense when it comes to security? And really, are we that much more secure? No offense to the TSA agents who, some of them got their jobs off of a pizza box in Washington, D.C. The answer is, of course not. If we were really serious about security, we would hire ex-lawmen who wanted something to do and found out that retirement wasn't all that great if you weren't out there golfing or fishing or chilling somewhere on a beach or watching sports or, you know, reading a good book or whatever, or hanging with the family. There are a lot of people that want to go back to work, but the problem is not paying. So here they were on the way to the Magic Kingdom when this happened. The good news is that once they went through this whole nonsense, the thuggery of the TSA, because it really is in this case, they got to Disneyland and all was well, and she had a good trip, and it's, man. And here's the thing. Her father was an Army veteran who served in Iraq and Bosnia. I mean, come on, really. And this, the family is saying the reason they even threw it up on YouTube is not because they were necessarily trying to whip everybody up, but they said, let's just put this out there so it's kind of a teaching tool when agents have to deal with anybody in wheelchairs. All right, I promised a few on the list that came out of the American Conservative Union's bag of tricks. They singled out the least conservative people, moderate Republicans, that kind of stuff. And the big Republicans like Senator Marco Rubio and Rand Paul, they were on top of the list. I don't think that's a surprise. Others with what they would call perfect scores, Ron Johnson, Wisconsin, John Kyle of Arizona, Mike Lee of Utah. These guys always get FaceTime, Mitch McConnell from Kentucky, and Pat Toomey from Pennsylvania. Then there were 34 House members that had 100%, Michelle Bachmann from Minnesota, Marsha Blackburn, Tennessee, we've had her on the show, Tom Price from Georgia, we've had him on the show, Jeff Flake from Arizona, and Tim Scott from South Carolina. And then there were those that got a perfect liberal rating from the ACU. And who was on the list? Well, the Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, the Majority Whip Dick Durbin also on that list. The least conservative Republican senators, Senator Susan Collins of Maine, a moderate and on a lot of issues, reelected three times. And, of course, Olympia Snow, who's not there. She retired at the end of last year. She was the lowest rated Republicans on the list. Senator Scott Brown, who was beaten last year by the Democrat Elizabeth Warren, was tied with somebody else, with the senator from Alaska, Lisa Murkowski, as the third lowest ranking Republican on the list. For what it's worth, there you go. When we're ranking politicians according to being conservative or not. But, you know, then the question becomes, if you're listed as the top conservative, so you're Rand Paul, who I like, and you're Marco Rubio, who I like things about Marco Rubio, are they going to have trouble when it comes to, in a presidential election, because they've been mentioned, attracting minority voters, moderate voters, that kind of stuff? Do you have to move toward the middle, or do you stick to your guns when you're trying to get elected? I think you stick to your guns. You're who you are. If you're a conservative, this is your moral compass. This is how you think we should go in this country, and that's how we should work our legislative process. Then you stick to your guns, don't you think? Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. February 20th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $15.94.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16.34.14, $8.17.07 for a half ounce, or $408.54 for a quarter ounce. That's $16.34.14, $8.17.07, and $408.54.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me. Fill my life with song. Let me sing forevermore.
As usual here on America Tonight, we mix things up. Talking a little bit about conservative, the rankings of Republicans and how far they go from the least conservative to the most conservative. And the thought is, with elections and grooming people, how conservative do you want to be if you're trying to attract moderates, independents, minorities, women voters in a presidential election? Where do you have to move? Does the Republican Party have to change? Can a Republican / Tea Party person win a presidential election or not? I mean, this is what I think. I mean, right or wrong, you definitely, there's things you have to do, like a better ground game. Absolutely. We can talk about that for sure. But if you are true to yourself, if you are a conservative to the core, then why are you trying to pander to everybody else? Isn't that when you get into trouble? Because you're talking out of both sides of your mouth. You're not really sure, because then you back up on the issue that you said and you thought. And all of a sudden, listen, we live in a world where everything's recorded. So it's all out there. Just ask Chuck Hagel in this nominating process for him. He's a wreck when they ask him certain questions, because it's like he's being told what to say. He's prepped, and it's not natural. It's not coming out the right way. At least the first day, he just got pummeled. This is a guy who's a Republican, was a Republican senator for, 12 years, and he was all over the map on Israel, and he's got discombobulated on a couple of other things. So here's the thing. Why not just be who you are instead of trying to be manipulated into different directions? I think that's why That's why people get into trouble, because they're not who they really are. I mean, it's like Chris Christie. You know, if you think he's too giant, and if you think he's too abrasive, and if you think he's too soft on some issues and harder on others, although he definitely has a conservative bent in a lot of what he does, and he's a Republican, he is what he is, and he is not changing. I would love to be in a room where some kind of a handler tried to really work with him. I mean, it's not that he wouldn't do anything, but he's, I don't see him as somebody talking out of both sides of his mouth. Izzy in the great state of Missouri. Hey, Izzy.
Can I be your personal maid, please? Oh, thank you, Charles.
You're so crazy.
I was talking to him about his brother. I want to be your personal maid when you go to Japan.
Yeah, wouldn't that be fun? I've never been there. I hear it's great.
It's wonderful.
Yeah. You've been there.
I've been there twice. So here's the deal. Here's just some advice. Exchange your money before you go.
Yeah.
You got to learn to hedge the market when you're going to foreign travel.
Right.
And it's cheaper. So if you know about when you're going, you can start buying your yen now.
Yeah.
When it's cheap, because you'll be going into low season, actually, come fall and winter. And also go to the Ginza, the old Ginza, not the new Ginza, the old Ginza, which is in Tokyo.
Ginza. Okay, I like that.
It's the old marketplace, and it is to die for, wonderful. It smells, but it is wonderful. Well, they have all the open fish stalls and such, but... Oh, my God, the silks. Oh, yes, I spent more than I should have.
More than you should have. I love
that. Yeah. And that was 30 years ago.
So imagine now.
Yeah, baby.
You hushed.
Crazy.
You just hushed, Charles. Anyway, I just had to bring this up about Biden. Did you hear his comment about... using a shotgun.
Oh, wait a second. We have some Biden for you. How this timing couldn't be better. You just hold that thought for a second. Play the Biden cuts, Charles. Listen
There's
to what he has.
There's plenty of ways you can protect yourself and recreate without an AR-15. They say it isn't about guns. They're wrong. It is about guns.
People say, and you read, and people write about the political risk and why they're unacceptable to take on. I say it's unacceptable not to take these arms. It's just simply unacceptable. When I think about all the courage you've shown, it's not too much to ask the political establishment in this country, the members of Congress, Democrats and Republicans, state legislators, governors, to show some political courage, too.
All right, there you go. That's pretty much in a nutshell. You hear what he's saying and talking about shotguns.
Just own a shotgun.
Yeah.
And somebody comes snooping around, and I'm paraphrasing.
Set off in the air. Yeah.
Well, no, he says, go step out on your balcony. And I'm like, oh, my God. Before it was only a suspicion. Now it's confirmed you are an idiot.
I know. He was saying, that's what I tell my wife. I tell my wife if I'm not there.
Go
and
step
she hears
out
something,
on the balcony.
Yes, and set it off.
Yeah, okay. And they're outside still, and she gets shot. And I'm like, have you also heard of city law or city ordinances that say you may not discharge a firearm within city limits? Unless, of course, you are protecting your life, which shooting from a balcony is not. Oh, my God, I just wanted to crawl under a rug and go, how could people reelect that man for 34 years?
Well, think of where he's from, Delaware.
Postage stamp state.
It is. I love that postage stamp. Yeah, and it's so true. How would you tell? Why would you tell people that? That's another Bidenism.
I don't understand that. That's like
stupid.
God, he's just hell for leather stupid.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Anyway, I had to bring that up after I was jabbering about Japan. I got so excited when you said you were going to Japan. I said, I'm going to be her maid, her personal maid. Oh,
yeah.
And by the way, don't get scared if you have a driver. Maybe Charles' brother can validate this, because when I was there, those people know how to make five lanes out of two. And they never, hardly ever have accidents. They have the lowest accident rate in the world, or they
wow.
used to have. But they will make five lanes out of two, and you better have an extra set of doors with you.
I'll just take the bullet train.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that scared me to death.
So fast.
That scared me to death. I said, can we just stop here, like, right now, and I'll walk back? I did. Yeah, I was terrified. Absolutely terrified. But I love Tokyo. I had the most gorgeous, gorgeous hotel room, and it was the cleanest room I've ever stayed in, Kate.
Wow.
In all my world travels, it is the cleanest room I ever stayed in. The rooms were immaculate.
Wow.
And I stayed at the Pacifica.
Very cool.
So
we'll remember that.
When you go, just tell your producers you need a maid.
Boy, there's a lot of people that really want to go, yeah.
You just tell Charles. You can be the butler. And then we'll have to find a spot for Matt. You can't leave Matt at home, either.
No, we can't.
He can take video.
Yeah. Yeah, we can't do that. You're absolutely right. Izzy, have fun, man. Thanks so much for the call. She's always great. Great lady. It's fun to talk to her. Boy, she's lived an interesting life without a doubt. I'm just so not surprised that, you know, that Izzy's been to Tokyo and she's been to Japan and whatnot. Of course she has been. Of course. That's our Izzy, man. World traveler. Interesting lady. Absolutely. Hey, coming up, speaking of the whole Japan thing, I thought it'd be fun for Tina, take a little bit of a departure for America tonight, because, boy, we've never done this before. And this woman is so cute. Jaden Hare, her name is. And she's written a book on Asian cooking that it's just so easy. It just takes you, like, 30 minutes. Get a wok, boom, throw the stuff in there, and bada bing, just like that, you got some grub that's really, really good. I mean, I guarantee every single one of you out there, I don't care if it's Thai food or Chinese food, you like one of those, the rice, the chicken fried rice, sweet and sour pork, sweet and sour chicken, you know, whatever it is, or some other dish, kimchi that's Korean. So we're going to talk to her about things that are pretty easy to make. And then the first three people who email me at americatonight.net. Get a copy of her book. It's got all those recipes in it. I'll send it out to you. Yeah, just open the book, guys. You can do it. You can do it. It's like we had Anthony Mangiello on, and this was for Valentine's Day, and he was talking about things you can make. So Italian, Asian, something. We're trying to help you. In between who's conservative and who's not, Joe Biden and his nuttiness would just go shoot your shotgun off, and I'm sure someone will come and save you, and everything else that's going on. Inside our borders and outside of our borders. Stay with us.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Is there a less expensive way to detoxify your body? Yes. Microplant powder from hempusa.org frees your body of toxins from virus, fungus, bacteria, vaccinations, pharmaceutical residues, heavy metals, parasites, and toxic chemicals in your food and water for around $10 a month. And for persistent health issues, try our Matrix Bio Powder together with Microplant Powder for a deeper cellular cleaning. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, coast to coast, and all those nooks and crannies in between. Boy, a lot of people really, really would love to be better at their Asian kind of cooking. Seriously, don't be afraid of the wok. It is my favorite, and I am so psyched about this new book. It's called Healthy Asian Favorites. Steamy kitchen creator Jaden Hare is here to give us what we need to be inspired with 100 in her book, and we're going to give one away. In her book, she's got more than 120 classic Asian recipes, and you can do it. Trust me. Trust me. You don't always have to go out to your favorite Asian fusion restaurant or Pan-Asian. There's so many now. I have a great friend that's an Asian cook, and I absolutely adore him, but I would like to be able to cook a little bit more on my own. Jaden, thanks for popping on America Tonight. We appreciate your time.
Thank you so much for having me. You know, a lot of people don't realize that most Asian cooking is 30 minutes or less. And it takes more time to get in your car and drive to the takeout and order it and wait for your order and drive back home. It's just easier to just cook it in your own home.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what I discovered as I dipped my toe into the water. That's a great point. It's so much better for you, obviously, but it doesn't take long because that's what people don't have. And I'm sure you hear that all the time, that people complain that they don't have enough time. But as you're saying, it's pretty easy for some of these recipes because you can get them done quickly.
you know, I was telling my girlfriend, I asked her, so what's your go-to dish when you have absolutely no time at all? And she says, well, my kids love the box mac and cheese. And I said to her, you know what? Chinese dumplings are, and some of, most of the Chinese noodle dishes, stir-fry noodle dishes, are, take less time than for you to boil water, waiting for your water to boil and then boiling your macaroni and then, you know, draining the macaroni and adding the cheese powder. And, the Asian noodle dishes are so much more healthy than, any type of boxed mac and cheese out there.
Yeah. How did you learn to cook? When you were a kid, when you were older, what happened?
Oh, my goodness. When I was young, my mom's whole life revolves around food. She loves to cook, and that is her life. And when I was little, my brother and I specifically and very consciously avoided the kitchen. Even though we were playing in the house, we always made sure to make a big running carve around the kitchen, because if we stepped in the kitchen, we got the crap jobs, like pinch the tails off the bean sprouts or, you know, wash the vegetables, things like that, because my mom loved to cook so much that she loved to do it. So we stayed clear of the kitchen, and it wasn't until college that I moved away from home that I realized I had a real talent for cooking, and I traded my roommates, if I cook, you do all the dishes and you clean the apartment, and that was the best deal ever.
Yeah, there you go. And what do you remember the first, this is, I was thinking about this the other day when I knew we were having you on. Do you remember the first dish you ever made that you said, wow, this is really good, I like it?
Yeah, it was fried rice, and I remember I had just moved into my apartment when I was in college, and I called my mom, like, how do you make fried rice? How do you make it good? Because all the fried rice that I taste at the restaurants are really mushy, and she gave me the best secrets of making fried rice. And number one is using her secret ingredient, which is Chinese sausage. Have you ever had Chinese sausage before?
No, it sounds good, though.
Oh, my goodness. Now, that is one ingredient that is worth taking the trip to your local Asian market to find, because it's very hard to find in regular supermarkets. But Chinese sausage is cured just like, regular sausage, like Italian prosciutto or pancetta. It is cured, and it lasts forever in your refrigerator, so you can buy the packs and you can refrigerate them for like a year or two.
Right.
And what you do is you take the Chinese sausage out, cut it up in little dice, and fry it. And like, this is like Chinese bacon. It is so delicious. It is savory. It is much sweeter than bacon, but it's got that unctuous flavor that everyone loves in bacon. It's got that little pockets of fat that will flavor everything. So she said, use Chinese sausage and make sure that you're using day-old rice so that it's not going to turn soggy, and you'll make the best Chinese fried rice. And oh my gosh, she was absolutely right. It was a Chinese sausage that was a secret ingredient in her fried rice all this time.
Ooh, day-old rice. That is good. I wouldn't have thought of that. I mean, I guarantee very few people do.
Yeah, day-old rice, because if you use steaming hot rice that you had just cooked and you put that in your wok or your saute pan, whatever pan you want to cook it in, it's going to be too wet. And if you add more seasoning like soy sauce or fish sauce into it, it's just going to turn into a soggy, goopy mess. So you want to use day-old chilled rice that has had a chance to dry out a bit, especially in the refrigerator, so that when you do add the liquid ingredients like soy sauce, you're perfectly seasoning the rice, and you're re-steaming the rice instead of making it soggy and mushy.
Yeah. Tell me what Korean tacos my way are.
Oh my goodness. So a while ago, several years ago, Korean tacos was the big rage in Los Angeles with the food trucks, and it's spread in the major cities with Kogi Barbecue. And I thought, wow, that's incredibly innovative, but I am so far away from Los Angeles. I live in Florida, and there's no way that I'm just going to take a trip just for these famous Korean tacos. So I called the people that was behind the Kogi Barbecue truck, and I said, hey, I would love a recipe. Can you just give me some hints on what you use? And they said, oh, it's just, seasoning that you make with normal Korean bulgogi or kalbi, and instead we put that same meat in a taco shell and add some kimchi, and that's it. So I said, wow, that's easy. I can do that. Korean seasonings are brown sugar, soy sauce, ginger, garlic, and maybe some spice. And add that to some thinly shaved beef, or you can make a vegetarian version with, you know, any type of vegetable, with cabbage or with thick portobello mushrooms. Marinate that and then grill it. Stick that in a taco with some fiery kimchi, and that is Korean tacos.
Ooh, boy, that sounds so good. You know, you said kimchi, and I guarantee there's some guys listening to us in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, and some other folks listening to us in New York City that are saying, yeah, kimchi, I kind of think I heard of it, but explain how kimchi is buried in the ground.
Yeah, well, traditionally, how kimchi is made, you know, way back when, is you put all this cabbage, salted cabbage, and some shaved carrots and whatever vegetable, sometimes it's cucumber, in a jar, and you dig a hole in the ground, and you stick the jar in the ground and cover it back up, and months later, you have kimchi. But unfortunately, we don't have to do that. You can make, basically, kimchi is a Korean pickle, and it's made with cabbage. And it's salty and it's spicy. If you can think of, you know, a very spicy pickle that you really enjoy, it just accompanies and gives that little surprise in your, you know, in every bite. That's what kimchi is.
Yes. Chinese, Indonesian, Japanese, Korean, Thailand, Thai food, Vietnamese food. Which do you think is the most popular right now?
Gosh, that's hard to say. Of course, I'm Chinese, so I always say there's a ton of Chinese restaurants. But, you know, the Chinese-American restaurants have just been notorious for making things deep-fried and, you know, with a thick cornstarchy sauce and very oily. So, you know, in the book, I really focused on let's take these classics and, like, sweet and sour chicken or sweet and sour pork, and let's make them real. Let's make them how we normally, you know, authentic Asian food, how it's normally made with very, very little fat, very little oil, and you just focus on the crunch of the vegetables, the brightness of, you know, any tang of the vinegars and the acid, and you can taste. The broccoli tastes like broccoli. Carrots taste like carrots, and it's not just all one goopy mess. And I really think that Chinese food needs to be, you know, especially in America, needs to have that refreshing look to makeover these days, because there are just too many restaurants that do it bad.
Yeah, I agree with you. So we know you like the Korean tacos because you asked them at the truck in L.A. to give you the secret.
Yeah.
But is there, do you have, I think what happens is, because I like Asian food across the board, and I think you go through periods where you like certain things, and then you get tired of it, and then you move on to something else. You always have a favorite dish. Do you have a favorite right now?
I do. Chinese hot pot. And it's because it's a communal, well, two dishes, actually. Dumplings, Asian dumplings. I can't say Chinese because I make all sorts of dumplings with different fillings. And Chinese hot pot. Now, Chinese hot pot is like fondue, but Asian style. So in the middle of the table, instead of cheese fondue that you normally would are familiar with, it's a pot of simmering broth. And all around the table are different types of seafood, bite-sized pieces of seafood, shrimp, thin slices of meat, fish, scallops, all sorts of vegetables and tofu. And everyone gets these little tiny like metal baskets that hold just enough for a bite of a morsel of something. So you take the raw meat or seafood or vegetable, put it in your little basket, dip your basket into the Chinese hot pot, and let it simmer in the broth. And when it's done, and you have an assortment of different dipping dishes. And it's what I love about that. It's togetherness and family. You know, Chinese New Year was just a couple weeks ago, and
yeah,
that's one dish that is traditional to have together as a family to mark the start of Chinese New Year.
Yeah, we found out here in America tonight, and I know we have listeners in China, and we found out we have like 2 million listeners in Japan. So I'm trying to learn a little Chinese, a little Japanese, thinking of taking a big trip with the show. Do you know any Chinese? Do you know how to say like hello, for example?
Ni hao.
Ni hao. Did I say that right?
Ni hao. I mean, basically, how are you? That's the greeting. But I'm just it's wonderful you have so many Japanese listeners.
Oh, yes. Ni hao. I'm going to remember that. Wow, you were just terrific. And right now, we're going to tell everyone, if you call 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283, you'll win a copy of Steamy Kitchen's Healthy Asian Favorites by Jaden Hare, available now wherever books are sold. Jaden, thanks so much. You were a delight. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
How about this one? I think I'm deaf, but how about this one? This shooting and fiery crash left 3 people dead. This on the Las Vegas Strip. It happened on Thursday. I used to live in Vegas, and you know the old saying about what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, except for if there's a shootout. So the bloodshed closed the Strip for about a block and a half around the big spots, meaning like the Bellagio and whatnot.
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, and they have it on camera.
That's right, because they do have it on camera, and that's exactly what the detectives are doing, going through the video. One of the people killed was Kenneth Cherry Jr. He's a rapper known as Kenny Clutch. So he's from Oakland, California. He lived in Vegas. The death was shocking. A lot of people in the rap industry are saying there's no way they could have expected that he'd be shot in a Las Vegas strip in such an aggressive way. So what happened? He had a couple of kids. He didn't have a criminal record or a history. He was just a rapper and a good kid and father. Something happened. And it happened right around Caesar's Palace in the Bellagio, Bally's in the Flamingo, that end of the strip. What ended up going on was once the shots were fired, it happened. See, nothing happens. In the wee hours, nothing good happens, right? My dad used to tell me that. It started around 4:30 in the morning, and it was a dispute in the valet lot of the Aria Hotel about a block away. What ended up happening was, what was the altercation? It spilled onto the street. Somebody in a black Range Rover fired shots at the Maserati as it was heading north on Las Vegas Boulevard. When the driver was hit, the Maserati continued into the intersection and collided with a taxi. It caught fire. The sports car's driver, the cab driver, and a passenger in the taxi, boom, all dead. A passenger in the Maserati and three other people in the pileup were hurt. The Maserati passenger and others are trying to help them piece together what happened. They're trying to find the Range Rover that sped away naturally from the intersection and the people in it who were inside when the shooting happened. And they're looking for SUVs still all over the place, still trying to track down the Range Rover, which I bet is on its way back to Los Angeles. Something strange happened here. Was it just simply some crazy nonsense about a car and a parking thing? I don't know. Maybe they'll get to the bottom of it. Maybe they won't. It just really scared the people inside Caesar's Palace because they saw this commotion. They heard the loud bangs and some booms, looked out, and then they saw a giant fireball, and that is just crazy. And by all accounts, this rapper, this young guy, had, like they said, he had a couple of kids, was a good guy, and now he is killed in this crazy thing that happened in Las Vegas. All right, it is about the numbers. Moving on to another number. I think this is very cool. Let's seg into something happy. When we talk about technology, the evils of technology, and the greatness of technology, I think this is really cool. I think I would like this. You know, I'm a doodler. Do you doodle? You're sitting there, you're talking, you're on the phone, you're doing something, you're at some meeting, and you're drawing. Are you drawing little things? I absolutely am a doodler. So they have this 3D pen that lets you draw in the air. It's called, the company is called WobbleWorks, and they've created the world's first 3D printing pen. It's called a 3Doodler, and it's been a big sensation on Kickstarter. That's a funding site. It debuted there on Tuesday, and the makers of 3Doodler set a fundraising goal. You know, they just need a little money, a little capital to get started, of $30,000 within 48 hours. Ready for this? They had $1.1 million pledged. And this is radio, but if I'm looking at the pictures of it, I've looked at the pictures of it a couple of times. And basically, you plug it into an electrical outlet, and it's kind of like a glue gun. The pen draws, and it oozes heated plastic, which cools and solidifies, so you can build an infinite variety of patterns and shapes, and it works on surfaces or in the air. I think it's so cool. It's like these non-toxic spaghetti strands that you load into the thing, and then you do it in the air. That'd be wild. You're at a meeting. I'm bored. I think I'm going to doodle. Now, it's not cheap. To get this pen is not going to be, I guess some of it will be. The actual spools of plastic will be $30 to $55. The pens themselves, that's a different story. What the pens will cost, it's going to cost you a little bit more than that. If they make this readily available, it's going to fly off the shelves. I mean, what a brilliant idea. I mean, it's very, very cool. You can doodle in the air. Could get you in trouble, but I think it's really, really neat. All right, you knew we were going to seg into politics. Of course, can't be all this light stuff. So let's do that. Republican critics of Chuck Hagel are calling on Obama to withdraw the nomination. Not a surprise. So they're on board. They're signing. They're saying, forget about it. In a letter Thursday to the president, the senators didn't raise any more concerns about Hagel, but reiterated the complaints about his stances on key issues and his ambivalence about whether containment or prevention is the best approach to dealing with a possible nuclear-armed Iran. That didn't work for the Secretary of Defense gig. I think there's a chance. I really thought he was going to fly through. But with, you know, 16, 17 senators saying, not so fast, I'm going to say it's going to be tough. They had a vote last week that fell short of the 60 votes needed to end the debate. So there's considerable opposition. What, you know, how it plays out and where it sticks when everybody comes back on Monday, that could change. This story makes me beyond happy because I thought this guy was one of the biggest, most arrogant, smug people ever to wear the uniform of a police officer. He was a police sergeant. I know some really good cops, and this guy was not a good cop. He was, trolling for criminals, but in the meantime, he was a criminal. He's sentenced to 38 years, Drew Peterson, in prison for the murder of his third ex-wife, Kathleen Savio. By the way, his fourth ex-wife, Stacy Peterson, is missing in thin air, right? He gets credit for 4 years that he's already been in custody, and congratulations to that state attorney, the Will County State Attorney, James Glasgow, because he was able to get a conviction. He was convicted of murder in September. He fought for a new trial, but that was denied just before sentencing. What's interesting about the case and worth noting is hearsay evidence was allowed in this case because of a ruling in Illinois. They altered their judgment and ruled Savio's death a homicide in February 2008. That set up this stage for the first-degree murder trial last year of Peterson. So ultimately he was convicted. They did 14 hours of deliberation, and now it's kicked in. However, because of the hearsay part of this, allowing the hearsay evidence, it could get challenged in an appeal. I know. I would agree. It could get challenged in an appeal, though, and it'll go all the way up to the Supreme Court. I'm certain if that happens, without a doubt, it'll go all the way up the chain. There's too much controversy about hearsay, but they really had a lot on him. No question about it. The blast that we were talking about in Kansas City were pretty scary natural gas explosions, but now we have something different across the other end of the world in New Delhi. Two bomb blasts killed about 15 people and wounded 119 others on Thursday. And unfortunately, they didn't rule out the possibility of terror in the blast, but they're not identifying any group. The two bombs were planted on bicycles parked in a crowded spot. They were IEDs, no doubt, and they could have been triggered by a timer. See, they'll do anything. And unfortunately, 15 people just happened to be going by in a busy marketplace, and 119 others were injured. Any thoughts on America Tonight? You can send them to me at americatonight.net.
In Buenos Aires, then a shuttle to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. one-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.